T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Team PXY Quarantine Confession Time here on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. Every week, we fire up the voice changer, throw a listener on, and let them reveal something going on in their lives that maybe they don't want everyone to recognize them and know who they are exactly.
Sure,
yeah. I think this one is unfortunately one that a lot of people are going to be able to relate to.
Right.
And that is, and what this woman is dealing with, we're about to talk to her, get the full story, is her bosses saying, hey, would you consider voluntary pay cut? A lot into this and a lot of feelings that she's feeling right now. Send us a message up on Facebook. Let's bring her on in. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for listening.
It's obviously a lot of people are probably dealing with similar things. COVID has devastated so many different industries and businesses, and cutting back obviously is something that a lot have had to do. We've seen the unemployment numbers. There's a lot of people out there who don't have jobs, but this is certainly one of the ways that companies try to avoid having to lay people off is by asking for voluntary pay cuts. How, just explain how you're feeling. I relate to how complicated this is. On the surface, I'm sure every ounce of your being wanted to scream, no, absolutely not. I'm good with
it. Can we not, please?
Right. But I think it goes deeper than that.
I just got the news a couple of days ago, so I've just been going back and forth and just overall, and it's just, I'm so thankful to have a job. Absolutely. Really grateful and very lucky. And I love my job, but I've worked really, really hard. And so I feel that they're trying to keep people, so it would help out overall. But it's just so open-ended right now. I asked them, well, until when?
Yeah, well, it's a great follow-up question. Yeah, how long is this cut going to be in effect for?
Yes, and it's not, I don't have a high position as commander. I don't want to say where I work.
Yeah, no, of course.
Right. Work I do, but so I'm kind of, not lowest natural pull, but I've worked up. I started that way, so kind of still down there. But so already my pay was adequate. It was good. It was workable. And so with the cut, it's going to be really tight. I've started thinking, gosh, is it almost there to be on unemployment? Almost. That's how
yikes, yeah.
Tight
right.
It's going to be for me. So, and also it's just that, I've been going back and forth. Like I said, I've asked family and friends, because I get that would help overall, but then what if I do say no, I don't want to take the voluntary cut.
Right.
Then what happens? Yeah, I think that that's probably everyone's first question. And ahead of reading your message that you sent to us, I reached out to a friend of mine who is in HR, and I asked her, when a company does this, can you say no? To me, from where I'm sitting, I don't know how you feel, Breeze, I feel like it's, someone actually coined this term earlier on the show, they texted and calling it being voluntold. Like, it doesn't seem like there's
It doesn't seem like it's an option, for sure.
Yeah. What my HR friend told me is that typically companies will do this in an effort to save someone's job. So if you're on the chopping block, and it can kind of go either way, if you agree to take a little less, that's another reason to keep you. But that when it comes down to it, it can kind of go either way. you know? So you might be okay if you say no, but you also might not be okay if you say no. Has there been cuts to your company already? Have they already laid off some people?
Yeah, they have.
All right. So this is like a follow-up measure, again, trying to save as many people as they can. Because that's got to weigh in
how
morally
fearful
for
are
you.
Yeah. How fearful are you right now of not only your job, but your coworkers' jobs?
Yeah, right?
Like, you know?
Just the idea of if I take this cut, I mean, again, understanding that if you can actually pull it off, I think it's a different story if you just can't. You know, that might make another one of your coworkers lose their job because they can't afford it.
Well, I mean, I've survived like two rounds now of layoffs. And so I am very lucky, but that's why I'm leaning towards just saying, okay, what can I do? But the thing is, that's also in the back of my mind, is there are other people that are on my level, but I know that, I mean, they're examples of favoritism. So a part of me is thinking, wait, what if I say yes, but someone else is, you know, kind of in a little bit better mm-hmm. with the management staff that can say no. So then am I kind of sacrificing, but it's not consistent for everyone? I guess my mind is just really racing.
You're scared. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so much, because also it's like, for how long? We don't know how long.
Right. So what did they
go on?
They just, it's open ended. What did they give, like, yeah, an amount of time before they're like reevaluate things?
I mean, they're saying that let's see how it goes for a couple of months, but I don't know if they're going to put that in writing.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I can definitely tell you is get everything in writing for sure, which I can only imagine the company will to cover their own butt.
Right.
Oh, man. I'm curious what people would do in this situation. I would fold. Honestly, shocker.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not shocking at all.
My spine would bend back on itself.
Corey's like, yeah, you don't even have to pay me.
Right.
That's what Corey was saying.
Oh, what? We get paid? Can I get free t-shirts? Can I just do this for free? 585-222-9800 if you're listening and either you've been faced with this or if you were, what would you do? And I do want to dig in a little bit more, too, of what really does happen if you say no. I'm sure there's people that have been faced with this that just couldn't do it or just didn't want to do it and said, yeah, no.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, it's if this is an optional thing, I'm gonna go with the no option on this one.
Yeah.
What ended up happening? Were you okay? Did it ultimately
like,
lead
did
to?
Did you have to get a new job?
Well,
did you have to do a career switch?
Like,
there's so many different options.
Legally, they can't fire you for saying no to a pay cut. Like that, I'm pretty positive that's against the
law. But they can push you out.
They can find. There's always other ways. Sure, exactly. And that's kind of the fear, right? So jump in, call, text into the show now. Up on social at 98PXY Rochester. Maybe a little perspective here could help you out. Breeze, what would you do if they came to you?
I would make sure that the line was extremely clear of, like, I like to help people out in the sense of, like, as much as I can, because I don't like putting people in weird spots, or if I could do something to help them, I will. But mm-hmm. at the same point, you do have to look out for yourself at the end of the day. And I think that I would make sure that the boundaries and the lines are drawn from the jump. So it's not like, oh yeah, one more month. Oh, yeah, then one more month
but
you're going to get. Oh, wait, there's one more month. Like, no.
Leaving it open-ended like that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like.
Because there's so much wiggle room for, like, yeah, well, you said that. And then people can take advantage of you.
Right.
So I think it's extremely important to, A, get in writing, like Corey said. B, mm-hmm. make sure there's boundaries and lines set and expectations that are going to be met. Because if there's not. And listen, it's a weird time. I know things are changing every single day, but at the end of the day, like, if you're not making enough to
make ends meet, yeah,
it's time to reevaluate some things.
Sure. Yeah. No, I agree with that. That seems fair. All right. Jump in. 585-222-9800. Keep listening, and we'll try to get you a little help here, okay? Certainly.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, someone has some perspective that can help you make this decision, because it sounds like you're pretty torn right now.
Yeah, I appreciate you know, the advice you guys are giving me, and I definitely want to hear your other perspectives. So I really appreciate you, even though you're opening up the conversation.
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. And as always, if there's one thing, you will learn that you are not alone in this. You're
never
alone. Jump in on this if you have any advice or insight. Or maybe it's a decision you faced. 585-222-9800. This texter, they say they would if it meant saving their job, but they did say you can be fired for saying no. New York State is an at-will employment state. You can be fired at any time with or without reason. I guess technically it would be a layoff because they would just, essentially they would say your position's been eliminated. It's like not performance. It's been eliminated. Like I've been part of a being eliminated before at one of my previous radio stations when that company fired 1,200 people in one day. So that was nice. Maybe that's also partly why when I think about this, like, oh, yeah, it was bent over backwards. Sure, whatever.
Sure, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Which sucks to feel that way. But if it's going to save your gig, right? I want to share some of the insight that I got from a friend of mine that is in HR. I reached out to them just to get a little perspective on there. They said they've seen it play out a couple of different ways. They say that sometimes companies will essentially end up reimbursing the person with what they were out. Again, given
what do you mean reimbursing?
So like you take
their
a salary, you take a temporary pay cut right now, and then when financials improve, they would come back and make them whole as far as like how much they had to give up at that time. So it would be like a really temporary thing. So I've seen pay cuts that are eventually recouped at a later time. It is considered a demotion. Asks, what are the terms? I'd want that all spelled out in writing. I'd also ask the question, and what happens if I don't take this? I mean, even asking the question sounds terrifying, right?
Right. Well, you're like at their mercy, right? And especially now with everything going on with COVID and the pandemic, there's so many businesses and just humans in general struggling financially. So it's like, okay, well, if you don't want to take this pay cut, we'll fire you and find someone cheaper to do your job for you.
She goes into a little bit more. They said the employee should press the issue for sure because one of two things can happen. The pay cut could be saving the employee's job, since I've seen companies do it, because they want to keep the employee. But right now, during the pandemic, they couldn't unless the employee was making less. Or they're essentially picking between two employees. And let's say employee A is better suited for the job, but makes more money than employee B. So the argument for keeping employee A is if you can make them come down a little bit, it makes that decision easier. She says that is happening a lot right now. So definitely a sticky situation to be in. Definitely a terrible situation to be in. I'm surprised by the amount of people saying they would just straight up say no.
Yeah, what's the percentage on that poll right now, Corey?
94% on Twitter said and they would say no. 96% just jumped up. Although
this text is the boss taking a temporary pay cut too.
It's a good question. Amanda on Twitter adding, if it was a forthright company that was honest and transparent about their struggles, then yes, if it saves the company and you in the end. Not an easy yes or no on this one. It's a call to character on both the company and the person. Communication and transparency are key.
Here's an interesting spin that I just thought of.
Okay.
And listen, and I know this is a very backwards way of thinking, but
okay.
If you are being asked to take a pay cut during this time, maybe, just maybe, that actually means that you are a extremely valued employee. And let me finish.
Valued
less. If you're being asked to take a pay cut.
Valued less.
No. If you're being asked to take a pay cut, is because maybe you make a lot of money because you are so valued, because you've worked your way up, because you've gone from the bottom to the top and you have a lot of years in this business, this whatever you're doing. I don't care what your job is. But then some Joe Schmo Sally Maker is making way less than you, maybe not as valued as you, and they want to do everything in their power to keep you around and make sure that they can come out of this with you on the other side here.
Okay.
I think that's an interesting way to look at it as well. And it might seem really, really sucky right now, but I really do think if you're looking at it that way, the pay cut is maybe one of the most important things you could do right now. Just saying. And I know that's a really hard way of looking at things, but it's definitely a way that you could look at it because I think it's valid.
A lot of people questioning, are the higher ups taking pay cuts as well? That's where the cut should be coming from.
That's what I'm saying. Like the higher you are on the ladder, I think the more likely you are to get a pay cut because you're already making so much money because you've already made like such a name for yourself and you've proved yourself so much in a company.
Yeah. But with that said too, is like the work and sacrifice that it takes for someone to get to that level It's insulting.
I understand. I understand.
Hey, just give that back. I want to address this text before we move on.
Okay.
This person saying, I agree with Breezy, take the pay cut, at least you still have a job. And I see the logic in it, but I hate the mood of it. I hate the attitude of it. I hate the idea of feeling like you should just be happy that you have a job. If you're really, truly good at something that you do, like, that's a tough pill to swallow. Just the, oh, well, I mean, things could be worse. At least I have a job. Like, if you're really, truly exceptional at what you do, like, you should be compensated for what it is. And I understand there's extenuating circumstance, especially now with the pandemic. But I would fear the morale situation because it's going to murder morale. No one wants to feel just lucky enough to have a job. That's the bare minimum, right?
Yeah, I mean, I understand, but at the same time, there's so many people that lost things that they were so skilled and so good at and worked so much time to get at.
But we're getting into
and they would kill to be in the position of offered.
But do you know what you're saying? Do you know what you're saying? Let me rephrase it. Must be nice to have a job. That's exactly what you just said.
I know, but you also say to me, like, if that's your problem, you have no problems. So,
sure,
like,
which is another extension of must be nice.
Right. So,
there's
a million different ways you could spin it. But...
Yeah. I mean, no, there's one way you can spin it, and that is it sucks. It definitely sucks.
It definitely sucks, but, I mean, glass half full kind of gal.
Yeah.
And you will come out of this on the other side, whoever this was calling in. I don't know who it is, but... You will come out this on the other side, whether it be here or somewhere else. If you are really good at what you do and you love what you do and you're willing to fight for what you do, you will
make it. Life moves on.
You will make it.
Life moves on. This is very true. All right. If you want to share any more thoughts, we have the post going up on Facebook. Can continue the conversation there. Search out 98PXI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.